And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, November 20th, 2020. Today in the news, gold is a hedge on government authorities making poor economic choices, reports Bloomberg. Inflation is usually the result of these poor choices. Gold is a hedge on policymakers screwing up, and there's been a lot of screwing up in the last 20 years. Gold has significantly outperformed stocks this century, gaining 555% versus 146% for the S&P 500 index. From a financial perspective, the global economy is in much worse place now than 20 years ago, and there's no evidence that things are going to improve. The post-1971 dollar has already lost 96% of its value in terms of gold. In the years ahead, it will most surely lose the rest of it, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. This week, the Dow leapt to absurdity, coming to rest only 50 points shy of 30,000, a new record. What's driving stocks higher? Two things. First, there was, quote, good news about a coronavirus vaccine. The popular narrative says the economy will soon get a shot in the arm and life will return to normal. But it is not normal for stocks to be so expensive. And it's not normal for the economy to depend on printing press money. The second reason is even more absurd. Now that sleepy Joe Biden is packing up to move into the White House, investors expect the fake money to flow. The St. Louis Fed reports the velocity of money is suddenly up, predicting a further depreciating dollar in 2021. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said on Tuesday that it's not time to shut down the emergency program aimed at battling the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, reports Reuters. We have a long way to go, he says, to recover. I don't think it's time yet or very soon to shutter the suite of credit programs set up by the Fed last spring. Extending the programs would require Treasury's approval, which right now is uncertain. And lastly, a drop in consumer confidence this past week primarily reflects the increase in the spread of coronavirus across the U.S., reports Morning Consult. When the average number of new daily coronavirus cases in the country increases, consumers in that country grow less confident in the economy. However, the inverse is not true. When new cases stabilize or decrease, confidence does not necessarily increase. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it right now.